The key to emotionality, and our vehicle, we believe, has been following this one in her own little journey here over the last few moons, is to accept responsibility for how you feel and to name it and to be with it. That is emotional intelligence. When you are in emotionality, or when you are in physicality that is associated with pain or something like this, and there are many people experiencing this now, we've been saying that physical manifestations in the body are a form of blocked energy. It does not mean that you have done something wrong, that you are bad, or that you have failed. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
You really understand this?
Yes.
Pain in the body does not mean that you have failed, or that you are bad, or that you have done something wrong, although it can be seen in that capacity. But in general, as you move to higher states of consciousness, or as you are being triggered to open up to life, to use more of the energy in your chakras, you are going to meet situations in the outside world. The timing is different for everyone on these things, as you all are well aware, and George has certainly offered enlightenment with Nan's assistance and all the other good astrological info that just come through, that there is a timing in your own personal destiny for all events to unfold. You can be read, as you are learning by visiting Jeff, Mr. Pinto there, the numerologist, that just by your name and your numbers, someone can really scoop you out, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Just by your name and numbers. Through astrology, you can see that there is a plan and purpose. So do the veins in your body, the lines on your hand, the irises in your eyes. Everything tells you about who you are. And being that you are living in a time of initiation, and initiation always involves moving through, let's hear it, from the gallery.
Fear?
Fear, yes. Moving through fear. Initiation is always moving through a fear. Can I make this? Can I do this? Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's that doubt, that closing in on these shaving realities, and being honest about it, and being able to express it, and moving the energy. And sometimes the energy you are moving, yes, it has definite purpose in the now. It's going to initiate you. And in the now, you must take action on the physical level with minimum means, without overblowing things, to take care of it, whatever the issue is, if it is physical. And trust that it is blocked energy and that it's got a charge around it. And that charge can be stored pictures that can be from this lifetime and many, many multiple lifetimes. And trust that future versions of yourself are working you through this to prepare yourself to clear it out. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So in some level, if you can... feeling a little pain here in our vehicle's body, through the shoulder and elbow. Part of her issues, part of her healing. If you can see these events and assign meaning to them, rather than the meaning a scientific or medical community only would give you, then you can move through them very quickly. And you can move through these things quickly, relatively quickly, rather than taking on chronic pain for months. You can have a, let's say, week or more, a little bit more, and slow yourselves down if this is your issue, and let life unfold for you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You may all find yourself in various situations throughout the year, and it is our vested interest to assist you to move through things quickly. Vested interest because if you can move through some difficult times and see them as just that, getting willful and mindful and humble and present and focusing yourself to make change. Remember, are you ready for change?
Yes.